When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Through 25 seasons, 4,561 episodes, I believe The Oprah Winfrey Show was one of the greatest classrooms in the world.
I really never thought of it that way.
The aha moments, the breakthroughs, the LOLs, the connections, the occasional ugly cry.
I miss him so terribly. I miss him every single minute.
The moments that mattered.
Daddy!
The eye-opening life lessons.
Never allow them to take you somewhere else.
I'm bringing them back. It's time to open the vault. I've personally chosen these classic episodes to share with you again.
Every single person you ever will meet shares that common desire. They want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? Does what I say mean anything to you?
You are listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast.
We've lined up a team of experts to help you make over not only your body, but your mind and your spirit as well. Heading up our makeover team is Cheryl Richardson, author of Take Time for Your Life. And when Cheryl was here, she showed us how to start living a more meaningful life by practicing extreme self-care, is what she said. And it's so interesting, because even my best friend Gail, who is, a single mom now, mm-hmm. was saying, that is just that's a foreign concept,
yes.
The idea of putting yourself first on the list,
right.
Which a lot of the women who wrote to us and emailed us had a lot of trouble with that.
Yes.
The number one thing I think, the consistent thing was, isn't that selfish? And Oprah, aren't you preaching to people about being selfish? Aren't there enough selfish people in the world?
Well, I think of it as selfish with a capital S. The kind of selfish that honors your spirit. If we don't do that, all of us as individuals, we're in trouble as a culture. I mean, we already know that. We already see that happening. And so, yes, for some people, it is going to be selfish at first. But you know this as well as I do, that as you begin to take good care of yourself and your cup gets filled up, you naturally then want to be there for others. You want to serve others, and you're able to do it in miraculous ways.
Yes. Cheryl says, now this is going to help you a lot, I hope, that the next step to making over your life is identifying key and eliminating energy drains. And it's up to you to do that. Nobody can do that for you. She says that creating your best life has more to do with what you remove from your life than what you add to your life.
What we're saying is, if you focus on removing things from your life, if you take the life you're already living and start shaping it up and start looking at what don't I use, what don't I need, what thoughts do I think that I need to let go of, and start removing things from your life, I think what happens is your best self and your best life reveals itself as you move away all the stuff, the emotional, physical, and spiritual energy drains.
Okay. Now, this is Tracy. She is one of the women who is participating in our lifestyle makeovers, and we're going to be following her on the show. On our last visit, Tracy told us how her chaotic life leaves her feeling empty. Now, she's been working with Cheryl, and that has helped her discover that clutter and not having time for herself were draining her energy. And it's up to you to look at Tracy. That's her little wine that she does every evening at 5 o'clock before her husband come home. So she's not a crazy person, she said. Take a look at how Cheryl helped Tracy handle these energy drains, and look at Tracy and see and ask yourself, what's draining you?
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I made the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Before, I felt that I was drowning in chaos, and I really believe now that I'm starting to breathe. I really have started to reconnect and rediscover a part of myself that has been buried for years that I didn't realize I was even missing. Cheryl pointed out to me that all that clutter on my dining room table was a huge drain to me.
It's draining you once again on many different levels. It's not just visually the clutter drives you crazy. It's emotionally the message that it sends. I have no life. Everything is work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And spiritually, I mean, it affects your spirit as well.
I never even thought of what a toxic dump it was. My table went from being a symbol of the chaos and clutter in my life. It's now changed to a symbol of beauty. Those fresh flowers just motivates me, and it's now become a symbol of strength. I decided in order to find more time for myself, I needed to get a babysitter, and I needed to do it in a way that was not going to break the bank and was not going to take a lot of time and energy. I made up a flyer that said, new mom to the area, looking for other moms to share friendship, swap babysitting, and start a play group. And I put it in everybody's mailboxes in my neighborhood. Hi.
Hi,
my name's Tracy. I live in the neighborhood down the street. The flyer has been so instrumental in a lot of change in my life. One of my neighbors already, we are going to swap babysitting. I've gotten so much in return by just doing something very simple. And instead of feeling very lonely and isolated, now I've begun to be a part of the community. This process is not easy. I know that I have a long way to go, and I know that there is still a lot more that I need to do. I'm starting to look at things differently. I'm starting not to be so heavy. I'm actually feel like I'm walking a little taller. Just making these few simple changes has really helped me find more balance in my life.
Wow, that desk. That should have turned your life around right there.
It did.
Did it? I think that's a big step to make up a flyer and then to go out and extend yourself to the next. I think that's a huge thing. Was that hard for you?
I don't know if it was hard for me. I just never thought of it before as an easy way. But once I was motivated to do it, it was very easy to do.
Really?
Yeah, one of the biggest energy drains we have is the lack of support. You know,
yeah.
Not enough people. So the first thing we want to say is getting support is critical before you start lining up all the energy drains that you need to take care of. You've got to get your time freed up. You have to reach out for support. And Tracy was very courageous to walk her neighborhood and put these flyers in the mailboxes.
Really,
that's revolutionary. You see, that's what we're talking about. You've got to get that kind of revolutionary spirit and energy behind the fact that you are reclaiming your life, and you'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. And that's a really good example of that.
I think that's big. I really do. Very Tracy good. Eliminated a major energy drain. Again, you're asking yourself, what are yours? By learning how to say no gracefully to a client, even though she was terrified.
And in this situation, Tracy had a client that she had agreed to work with, and she knew she had overextended herself. And she said to me, I know if I start doing this, I'm going to kick myself every day as I work on this because I won't have any time. So I said, great, I want you to let the client go.
And how were you terrified?
Breathing.
Suzanne DePass, who, you know, was head of Motown for a long time, had said to me years ago, and I thought, when she said this to me, I just was like, really? She said, you have the right to change your mind.
Absolutely.
That's the first person that ever said that to me. And I'm telling you, that was must have been 12, 14 years ago. And it was like, nobody ever told me that I could.
Yeah. That's a foreign concept as well.
That's a foreign concept to women.
That's
I always
exactly
thought if
right.
you said you had to do it, no matter if you lost both feet, you still
exactly.
have to keep crawling on because
right.
you said you would.
There was no way that I could have done that at first. You know, I mean, I signed a contract. I was already committed to do this. And I was really scared if I said no to this,
you know, would have hurt my reputation. This person's counting on me. I know that I could do a good job, but I realized that I didn't have the time to do the good job.
So what Tracy and I did is we worked out, what's the language? How are you going to say? You know, you call the client and you say, I really want to do the best work for you, and unfortunately, I'm overextended, and I'm not going to be able to serve you well, and therefore, I really need to refer you to someone else. I just have to be honest.
Is that what you said?
Pretty much, yeah, and it worked.
Were you shaking?
I was, you know what? I was really proud of myself, and I was so motivated to do this that it was actually easy once I picked up the phone and actually made the phone call. It was so easy to say the words. And when I hung up the phone, I really seriously wanted to do cartwheels in my lawn. Yeah. I was so happy. And since then, Oprah, I've been saying no to almost everything.
This is really important.
Yes. Real, I'm telling you. I believe you.
Thank you.
I believe you. Because once you say it,
that's
and you
right.
realize the world isn't going to fall apart,
that's right,
you,
exactly.
the person
live.
Isn't going to say, you are such a bitch. I got
right.
you.
Because right.
that's what you're expecting. You're them to say, you are the most horrible human being, and yeah. nobody can depend on you. And then they don't say that. You're like,
and, but, and what Tracy said is extremely important. You know what? It's not about the client. This is about her life
yeah.
and her ability mm-hmm. to say yes to the things that matter and no to the things that don't. The minute she finally said no, it's like she strengthened this muscle. It's like she went to the gym 50,000
yeah.
times. She now has this stronger no muscle that's only going to get stronger over time.
Yeah. And I am overextended
yes.
is a really good reason to
yeah.
give, too.
It's the truth.
Because it's the truth.
It raises your self-esteem as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
The better you feel about yourself, the better choices you're going to make in life.
And you have the right
that's
to
right.
change your mind.
Okay.
Here are some questions to help you identify what drains your energy and keeps you from living your best life.
To uncover what may be draining you, ask yourself the following questions. Do you tolerate bad behavior from a boss or coworker? Is there a book you'd love to read but just don't have the time? Do you spend more than you earn? Would you like to live in a different geographic location? Do you have debt that needs to be paid? And is there someone you need to forgive?
We're talking with our lifestyle makeover expert, Cheryl Richardson, about how to find time for what matters most in your life, how you can really start doing that, not just talking about it. It's not rhetoric for you. She says you have to start by eliminating what is draining you physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
That's
and what
right.
do you mean by that? There are cords of...
That's right. It's as if there are cords of energy running from us to everything that's undone or incomplete in our lives. If you're worrying about something that happened in the past, it's like you've got this cord of energy going from you to that event in the past, and it's sucking energy from you.
Yeah.
Or it could be as simple as your car needs to be vacuumed, and every time you get into it, you think, oh, I've got to get that car vacuumed. Look at all the heads are going. Yes. Or the oil change. So we're talking about these cords of energy that run from us to everything that's undone or incomplete. And what happens is, it's no wonder we feel so exhausted, because at the end of the day, you've got, you know, the clothes that need to go to the dry cleaners, or the house that looks like a bomb went off in it, or the desk that's still a mess, or the way you keep beating yourself up in your head all the time is a major energy drain for people. And the goal here is to begin to identify specifically what your energy drains are, and make a plan to eliminate them once and for all so that you can start getting your energy back into your body, free yourself up, to begin to pursue the things that are more important to you. So it really is about removing things from your life first before you then worry about what am I supposed to do
with
my life.
But then the last time we spoke, we were talking about these women who spend their lives trying to keep their floors waxed.
Yes.
You know, where their whole image of themselves
yes.
is whether or not they can see themselves
yes.
in the floor.
That's true.
And how clean is my kitchen?
Yes.
So that's the opposite side of that.
It's the opposite.
I think if you have children, there's just a certain amount of junk you have to live with.
That's exactly right. And that's why we start with the idea of extreme self-care. Your self-care needs to be a priority. Then we go to your absolute yes list. What are your priorities?
Yeah.
So that you know where you want to spend your time. That doesn't mean you get to, you know, if your housework is not on your absolute yes list, which I'm hoping it isn't.
Should not be.
You know.
Because June Cleaver's house was a movie set, people.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's
okay.
right. So these are the kinds of things we're talking about. Identifying them, finding a partner who wants to eliminate their energy drains too, and making it a game for like 30 days or 90 days to go through and start eliminating these things once and for all.
Now meet Amy, another woman participating in our lifestyle makeover series. She's the mother of four boys, which those of you who have sons know that is an energy drain. Boys just
They just even move in a room differently than girls do. And as a mother of four boys, she feels drained because she is constantly worrying not only about her sons, but about bills, about her marriage, and about not having the energy to do it all and be it all to everybody.
Dear Oprah, I'm a 32-year-old mother of four boys, ages 8, 5, 3, and 10 months. I have so many things going on around me that I don't really pay attention to me. I don't feel like I'm me anymore. It's a real big deal to me to keep the house clean and the laundry done and the house tidy. During the course of the day, there is nonstop chores. It doesn't ever stop.
Get down.
There are times that I'll stop and say that I cannot stand it one more minute. I find myself crying a lot with the boys, mostly when they're fighting and I can't get control of that situation or if I have a lot to do around the house. I think that I feel selfish if I get mad at them or I think I need to stop and take some time for me. They deserve to be taken care of as well as they can be, and whatever they want counts most. I rely on diet soda and coffee a lot to just keep me going through the day. The cardiologist recommended that I cut down on caffeine and sleep more. Money has been a huge strain between my husband and I. We are drowning in bills, and the four boys, they are very expensive. My family needs my salary to make ends meet. I work full-time as a labor and delivery registered nurse on the night shift. I know I have to go to work, but I really want to be home for my kids. I feel really guilty. There are times when I'm driving to work and I'm just in tears. In the meantime, my husband and I have lost sight of what is really important in our family, us. We have recently come very close to losing each other. I am still afraid of losing him. I feel like I've lost myself because I'm so busy doing my other roles, mother, wife, nurse. I don't know what I would do if I had an hour to myself. Basically, I need to find out who I am again, just what I like to do, what's important to me.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I love the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Okay.
You know, when I met Amy, Amy is a really... good example of a lot of women in this country who are sleepwalking through life. Amy is numb. She's disconnected. You know, there's no connection between her head and her heart. You can see that. And that's what happens when you run 500 miles an hour living on caffeine and diet soda like so many women do. That's eventually where you end up, is sleepwalking through life.
Now, let me ask you this. How did our mother's generation do it? Were they sleepwalking too?
Back then, we didn't have answering machines. We didn't have fax machines. We didn't have email. We didn't have pagers and cell phones. Today, because of technology, there are so many ways for people to get at us. We are faced with way so much more than our mothers. You know what I'm talking about. And yet, we still internally think we can be our mothers. It's like our inner operating system hasn't caught up to the outer operating system of a new, very fast-paced world.
I don't know how you do it.
And you know, I also want to say that parenting is the most sacred job on earth, which is why
yes.
This is so important. It's sacred. There's nothing more sacred than that, which means we have got to take better care of ourselves so that we can do that sacred
job. Well, one
job.
Of the other things I learned a long time ago is just because the phone rings does not mean you have to
Shut
answer
the
it.
Shut the ringer off on yeah. the phone.
Yeah. When my friend Maria Shriver was on, she was saying that every Sunday, every night between,
I remember that.
Between the hours of 4 and 8, they shut the phone off.
Yes.
So it's hard to get the call in. But between the hours of 4 and 8, because that's their family's sacred time.
That's right. And yeah. Families need that.
Yeah.
What an important modeling for children. Self-care is an important modeling for children. Our children are just as crazy in terms of all of the energetic stuff that's going on, all of this fast-paced technology. Look at what's happening to our kids. It's directly related to that, I'm convinced of it.
So, Amy, more so than a lot of other people, the more drained you are, the more you need to give back to yourself.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Okay, so Cheryl helped Amy get in touch with one of her biggest emotional drains.
I would like to go to the grocery store and not have to count every penny. I would like to know that I could go to the store and get them what they needed without using a credit card or knowing there's going to be negative consequences. I mean, just know that I didn't have to go to work. I could be there for them and not feel so pressured to go to work. Ultimately, I don't want it to be about money, but it has been. And I don't want it to be anymore. I'm tired of it.
Well, that's America's story. Cheryl says before Amy can begin to deal with her finances, she first has to deal with a deeper disconnection. What is that?
That's right. She needs to start reconnecting her head and her body so that she can start feeling again. You know, feelings are important. They're our body and our mind's way of giving us information about the world. And so Amy is needed to create some space in her life for herself, which she's doing, I'm happy to say. She's needed to let go of some of that house cleaning, like enough already.
Where are you now in all this?
Well, I've been taking some time each week. I've been trying to take some time and saying no to the busyness in my head, mostly. It's hard. I don't have, like, clients to say no to. I have my head to say no to. Okay, no, I do not need to clean the crumbs off the floor.
Yeah, and Amy,
so where did you lose yourself?
I think it's just been the combination, the adding, more, the bigger house, you know, more hours. Then I was pressured more to work even more hours, and then I found myself caught up just working tons of hours, trying to keep up with everything and feeling the guilt of not being with the boys.
You know, if I was watching this, it's very easy for me to say sitting in a chair with my rich self, but you know what I'm saying? That's what I would think. Because I'm thinking if I am counting pennies when I go to the grocery store, you telling me to take a little time for myself would only be irritating me, because I'm thinking I can take all the time I want.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to have to get to the grocery store and wonder, how am I going to pay for
that's
all
right.
this?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the most challenging piece is if you do have to work full time. I mean, you have to look at things like, is there a way to cut back in your life, to downscale? I know Amy's been looking at that. I mean, if you're in a situation where you can't, you're barely putting food on the table and you're already cut back, then that's the time, the revolutionary thing to do is to reach out and ask for help.
Okay. If money problems are draining you, take a look at what our lifestyle money expert, Susie Orman, has to say about creating true wealth.
True wealth lies within each and every one of us. That's where true fortunes are found. I'll say it over and over again. You have to go within in order to never do without. You want to find the true pot of gold. Look within, bring it out, show the world who you really are. And when you can stand up in truth with self-effort and grace, money will start to come your way. But please remember, it's also going to take self-effort as well. Your thoughts create your destiny. Your self-effort creates your destiny. Grace, however, is there for every one of us all the time.
This is Dr. Tracy Agarette, one of the premier women's physicians in this country of ours. She is the executive director of Dr. Andrew Weil's program in Tucson, Arizona, that combines the best of traditional and alternative medicine. And Dr. Gaudette says that your health is in danger if you are living a life that is draining you and having, you know, coffee and diet soda to sustain you, correct?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things I'd like to make a point about is that extreme self-care, while it may sound like a luxury, is actually not a luxury. It's absolutely essential to our health and wellness if we're going to live and be around 10 years from now, 20 years from now, to care for our families and our children that we're concerned about. So while on one level it may feel like a very selfish thing to do, it has very real impacts on our health. We know, for example, that everything from insomnia to depression to our menstrual cycles and our fertility to the way we fight infection, the list goes on and on and on, is all impacted by the level of stress and energy drains in our life. And it's interesting also when we look at how long people live. People who surround themselves with love and support can fight illness and live longer than people who are isolated. So we know all of this. So I'm here to say, let's take this seriously. This isn't just about being happier tomorrow. This is very serious.
Yeah, as I said in the first show, for all the people who were going to email me and say, now you're, right. we're telling people to be selfish. We are not talking about taking a Calgon moment while your child is running the streets.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Important. Yeah. We're not talking about you're sitting up a lolly and a gagging while, you know, your children running rampant. But we're talking about preserving your energy, preserving yourself so that you can give the best of yourself.
Absolutely. And if you're constantly giving, there's nothing left. And the one thing that I think is important is, as Cheryl was saying, it's something for every person in the family. This isn't just about you being self-oriented and healthy. It's about every single person in your family doing that. Yeah. And together as a community, you can live a healthier life.
Yes. Yeah. It's like running out of gas, literally. You see these people who are on the road and they run out of gas. And they didn't stop to refill because they thought they didn't have time,
right?
You know, even though they're running out of gas.
That's exactly right. Yes. And actually, that's exactly the analogy that came to mind in my conversation with Amy. And if you look at your life and your body as signs, and I think there's a lot of wisdom that our body tries to get our attention by, you say, well, let's see, you know, my body is having a hard time keeping weight on. Well, that's energy. My finances are drained. Every tank is empty. And when every tank is empty, we can have very serious physical consequences as well. So we need to look at ways, as Cheryl is saying, to stop the energy drains and start refueling.
Wonderful thing about Cheryl's book is that she helps each person do it for themselves, because there isn't one great big plan for everybody. In your life, it might be one thing. In your life, it might be another thing.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dr. Gaudette says that the combination of caffeine for energy and wine to relax is a form of self-medication. I want to say, we know that.
Right. Yeah. We do know that.
You're saying that's not good?
Well, what I'm saying is that it's better to find ways to control our energy level and our sense of well-being internally. It's not that caffeine is necessarily horrible or that wine is horrible. But
now, wine is not horrible. I know you're not going to say
that. I agree with you.
Tracy and I believe in a little glass of red every now and then.
As do I. So I don't want that to be the message. But the message is, if you're depending on those outside sources to rev you up when you need to be revved up and relax you when you need to be relaxed, time out. You know, let's learn ways internally, and we're going to work with both Amy and Tracy on those fronts, ways to internally control that. So then they're having a glass of wine because they want to enjoy a glass of wine.
Not because I have to have this so I'm not a crazy person when my husband comes home.
Right. And isn't it true, Tracy, too, that caffeine, although it gives you that jolt of energy, over time it actually depletes the body, right?
Absolutely.
It does the opposite of what we think it's doing.
Right. These are all short-term fixes, just like eating carbohydrate-laden food, sugar. You know, it'll bring you that up, just like caffeine will jazz you for that moment. But then over the long run, you're constantly depleting your deeper energy stores.
Right.
Okay. So many of you wrote to ask about Maria. She is a working mom who wrote us a very moving letter about reclaiming her life. And since then, Maria has started uncovering her energy drains, just as we're asking you to think about for yourself, through writing poetry. That's the way she did it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Has it been helpful?
It has been. It's been very helpful. The last show was like I left someone here, and I left and went home, and just this amazing thing happened to me. It released so much inside of me, and I just felt like I don't know exactly what path I'm going to take, but at least I'm headed in the right direction. And that cord that Cheryl spoke of, it was like leaving it behind, leaving something behind in order to regain something. And that's how I feel now. Like, I don't know exactly where I'm headed, but I'm headed somewhere, and I'm going to leave all those things that were weighing me down behind me.
I thought, Maria, it was very profound when you said, I didn't realize that I'd have to release something in order to gain myself back. Mm-hmm. And in her writing, she's releasing whatever. Through the poetry, she's releasing her thoughts, her feelings, experiences, or whatever. And in doing that, it's sort of like eliminating the energy drains, getting all the drains out. And in doing that, you're reconnecting more strongly to yourself. And it's wonderful. It's really wonderful.
And everybody has to do that in their own way.
Yes, in their own way. We all have, you know, one person does it through running, quilting, writing.
What are you doing, Amy?
The biking and the exercising has really helped.
She's been biking.
That's something I did before we were married. That's part of me. And I really like going to movies, too.
And if you don't know what it is for you, because so many women say, I don't know what it is, just ask a friend what they like to do and try that out for a while. Just pick something and start there.
Or go back to what you, because I think everybody's life has a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And as you were saying, Maria, in the, you used to love writing poetry.
Yes. So you all go the way back to kindergarten, what, she yes. was writing.
Writing poetry. Go back to what used to bring you joy.
You know what you can do, actually? A very interesting thing. Go back to the music that you listened to in high school. Mm-hmm. Buy some of those old songs.
Okay.
What is that song?
That was The Temptations.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Me, I can tell.
Okay.
But go back and buy some of the old music and just stick it in the car or play it at home. You'll be surprised at what happens. Suddenly, memories will start to reveal themselves of the way you used to think, the things that you were passionate about.
Okay. Look at what you're avoiding in your life, Cheryl says, and ask why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to. Sometimes the things that we're not doing hold clues to deeper meanings. For example, let's say you've got boxes in the basement that have your old divorce papers and you just can't seem to get rid of them. Right? You might want to ask yourself,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You might want to remember the energy of that period in your life is still in your home. And you want to ask yourself, am I connected to the past somehow? And is that preventing me from moving forward into the future? Is it taking up space for better things to come into my life? Am I afraid of better things coming into my life, and therefore I'm going to leave a lot of this stuff?
Well, this week, Cheryl suggests that you write down the top five things that are draining you.
Here's what I would say. If you take away anything from this show, take this. When you finish watching the show, get yourself a partner. Find somebody. We already have, if you look on the website, we already see women supporting each other, getting buddies and partners. Find a partner. Each of you identify your top five energy drains and make it a game for the next 30 days or the next 60 days. Support each other on a week-to-week basis in handling those energy drains. I guarantee you, you'll look like a different person at the end of it when you get them handled. Tracy said it, as a matter of fact. You said, I don't feel as heavy. I've found that as people start to eliminate their energy drains, they actually start losing weight without ever trying. If you take a photograph of somebody before and after, before they've eliminated their drains and after, sometimes they look like two different people.
Taller.
Yes. Happier, brighter, alive, like yeah. energy, like they've got
like
energy in them.
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Cheryl. Tracy, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep saying no. No, no,
no, no.
I'm
okay.
Overextended. No. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to The Oprah Winfrey Show, the podcast. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Oprah Show, the podcast. And I thank you for listening.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.